feeling, give us a buzz. We love a chat. So I've got to keep a straight face during this because any time Jade and I talk, it can get a little bit giggly. So with Mother's Day next Sunday, we thought that we would touch on some gift suggestions for that very special person in our lives. And joining us on the line is celebrity hair and makeup artist Jade Kisnorbert. Jade, how are you? Good morning.
I'm very well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We got to behave. We're live on air. It's a big question, but what should we be looking at buying for Mum this year?
Well, I think, Luke, it's always a good place to start with beauty. I think fragrances, skincare, beauty tools, you really can't go wrong because every mum, whether young, old, needs that beauty pack in your life.
It's quite interesting, Jade. We talk about sort of the best presents, and I, you know, do love it when Emily does a drawing for me, but what I really love is when they give me beauty products. just to be honest. So is there like a go-to product? Is there something that's kind of shining out in the Chemist Warehouse aisles right now? Because there's so many great products out there, but what's your favourite go-to?
So I think everyone gets overwhelmed. I personally find it hard every year to buy my mum something. So depending on their age, I think beauty suits all ages, but I'd probably start with an skin pack. So you can either make them yourself, get rose quartz. I know Manicare does amazing tools. They've got that side of it. Then there's, I think as we get older, sometimes my mum, she doesn't actually have a proper skincare regime goal. So I'd start with like vitamin C, the hyaluronic, moisturizers, and even this amazing brand, it's called Flawless. They produce a lot of products that you can have at home, like a spa-like experience. So you've got things like ice rollers, manicure, like it doesn't end there. I'd also say fragrance. How many of us ever have enough fragrance?
Yeah.
So I'd probably say, if you're ever stuck, buy fragrance.
We all want to smell good. GQ, I'm fascinated by what you're going to ask our beauty expert.
Well, me too. I am too.
Jade, what are you expecting from your children?
From my children? Yeah. Well, my husband is currently in Paris.
Oh, hello.
So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I really love because at school they do like a little stall where they go and they purchase it. So every year I do get excited because they choose something, whether it's a mug, something like that. So I do get excited for that. And I'll be honest, Gerald, if it comes to beauty products, I really don't need any. I am
too beautiful. Jade, you're already too beautiful.
I do need them, but I'm a beauty addict. I buy beauty all the time.
I love it. Now, we've got two men on our panel, which is quite special this morning, Jade. Yes. So I want to kind of talk about that good skincare regime is just important as men and women. We're kind of going off a little bit of the Mother's Day track here, but like how important is it that the men in our lives also start looking after, you know, our skin and as we get older?
Yeah. Well, Luke, you and I have spoken about this before, but I think skincare is getting more and more important, and it should be. So start off with a clean face. A lot of, I think I've seen my husband, he just grabs the body moisturiser and chucks it on his face. No. Do not do that.
No. Okay?
We need to also, even for health reasons, SPF. So I would say a good way to start, clean your face, tone it. So when we clean our face, we get open pores, especially men, around our nose, at the middle section of our face. There's a brand called Thayers. So it's a spritzing toner. That is actually good for bacteria purposes. So that you need a clean face toner, then go in with your moisturizer, your serum. And even if you don't want to overcomplicate it, moisturizer, a face moisturizer, then an SPF. That is all you need to do every morning and you will see a difference. If you're a little bit dull or dark eyes, vitamin C is really good too.
All right. I'm loving it. We don't often get to talk to a celebrity makeup artist, so I just want to get a quick insider tip for our listeners. Can you run me through, it's called it like a dot-like contour technique. Help me out here.
Okay, so we filmed it. I've seen a lot of it on TikTok or social media if you watch it. It's almost like you have dots all over your face, different colours. So you've got concealer, you've got your blush, and you've got your bronzing or contouring colours, and they're just dotted all over your face. You grab a brush and you basically blend it all together and your skin is done. So especially mums, anyone who just wants a quick, flawless base, go. I know Wellness has it on their TikTok and their social media, but it's a really quick way to get an amazing base and very fast.
Yep, I love it, Jade. Just before we go, I want a one product recommendation from Chemist Warehouse that we could get maybe for our mum. Just one quick hit.
Oh, gosh, that is so hard. I'm going to go with the Flawless Ice Roller.
All right. I'm going to get one for myself. It sounds pretty damn... It sounds good. Now, Jade, we love you. You're a huge friend of the show. Have a beautiful Mother's Day next weekend. A big thanks for your time this morning. It's always great to get advice from our resident House of Wellness beauty guru. Now, we have a whole lot more. We have next up the story behind